If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. They call him Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today's episode is all about numbers. I want to appreciate everybody who's listening to the podcast, sharing it, helping it grow. And I want to let everybody know that I appreciate y'all. And Nipsey Hussle is the Riders Live What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
Dedicated. It's Crenshaw niggas.
That's what it is.
From Adams to Imperial.
That's really what it is.
Come in.
Yeah.
New Nipsey Hussle.
Check me out.
You in trouble.
Check me out.
Pay us now.
Check me out.
Or pay me double.
Check me out.
New Nipsey Hussle.
Check me out.
New Nipsey Hussle.
Check me out.
New Nipsey Hussle.
Check me out.
Nigga, fuck it.
Check me out.
Nigga, fuck it. Came from nothing. Shootouts in public. Riding buses. Buying Benzes. Just buying buckets. Knocked me off from my grind. That's what they wasn't. My life was ugly. Then I got money. Caught a glimpse of that. But that's not for me. She say she love me. She thinks she love me. She want my money. I think she funny. All bad bitches. V12 inches. Broke niggas die slow. While the rich get richer.
Shit like that. Shit like that. Shit like that. It sound like it look. Sound like it look. Sound like it look.
Yeah. Yeah. We on the show.
Check me out.
Above the law.
Check me out.
I sag my pants.
Check me out.
To show my draws.
Check me out.
This how we ball.
Check me out.
Sloss and mug.
Check me out.
I fuck her once.
Check me out.
And never thought.
Check me out.
Nigga.
All bad bitches.
Show money in, by the way.
V12 inch.
Spring.
Broke niggas die slow.
It's on your feet.
While the rich get richer.
Balenciaga. No Gucci problems.
What?
Get money with Thomas.
What?
Louis V. Persona.
That's right.
Hit a nigga with a llama.
That's right.
You don't want them
that's
problems.
Right. That's right.
I do my thing in the kitchen. See, that's a Pyrex vision. And I roll with the riches. Stay flipping those bitches. Stay away from the snitches. That's how you get those stitches. Only fuck with my circle. No square ass niggas. And we don't smoke on purple. Only kush out the Benzes. Where a nigga come from? My niggas is so relentless. We don't play no games. Send a nigga to the dentist. Or to the ICU. That's our ICU. All about my business. All money business, bitches.
All bad bitches. Feet 12 inches. Broke niggas die slow. While the rich get richer.
OPM,
check me out.
All money in,
check me out.
That's a Beamer,
check me out.
And a Benz,
check me out.
We do it big,
check me out.
Fucking twins,
check me out.
Then fuck they friends,
check me out.
Please come again,
check me out.
Please come again,
check me out.
Please come again,
check me out.
That's what I told her.
Check me out.
Please come again,
check me out.
Please come again,
check me out.
Please come again,
check me out.
OPM,
check me out.
All money in,
check me out, nigga. Nigga. Y'all see this shit?
When the rain start pouring, but how we grind it made the weather change
for us.
Most of the time, when the rain start pouring, but how we grind it
made
most of the time, when the rain start pouring, but how we grind it made the weather change for us. But we never change for them. So smile for us when you see us drive for us. Nigga, watch us fall. Stop and stall, nigga, not at all. I'm popping bras with Tiny Hog at the shopping mall. All money in the squad, where I'm not involved. Can't pay the cost to floss, I can spot your flaws. SLs with the topping off. Dress well when it's time to ball. Couple hundred for my box of drawers. Young nigga used to shop at Ross. First to shoot when it's popping off. Couple times a nigga almost got popped by Ross. Crash unit, buzz cut, ex-marines. Crenshaw, Schwarzenegger, 17. Infant Stone, Lil Shady. Baby Boat the Fast Lady Demonstration. 85 colors with the 380s. Summertime functions, LA streets crazy. Shoot it out, that's what this crew about. Hanging out the cutlass window with the Ruger out. Prove yourself, killers in pursuit of clout. It felt wrong, but who is you to doubt? My master plan was Bob Bound, and then moving south. And hopefully, one day I'll put this music out. Tripping out, seeing how it's moving out. Five spots, nigga moving out. My fan base, I see him moving south. I'm overseas eating fucking kraut. Yeah, so I can tell you what this hustling about. I couldn't tell you what no luck about. I had masks on my wall, nigga. Dope sacks in my drawers, nigga. Look, a lot of stress, I couldn't rest, not at all. Nigga risking everything, tryna ball.
You gotta let it breathe. I'll put the weed out. Double
up. Yes,
niggas get it and they fall off. It's cause they all soft. Nigga like me started at the car wash. 8 a.m. and 10 p.m., that's on a rainy day. Wise words from dope boys mean everything. They say it's levels to the street life. Then I seen a bezel with that pink ice. All natural, mama tell you to be careful. In the trap, trapping to increase capital. No longer cruising with the windows down. Hand on the pistol, anticipating the riddle sound. I'm Kanye when it came to Ye. I'm Jay-Z when it came to keys. I'm Snoop when it came to weed. I'm So now they wanna biggie me. As the credit rolls, now the charge is federal. Money bags I'm placed upon a pedestal. Still on the block in my Reeboks. You ain't even know these was the Basquiats. You ain't really know who really called shots. Worldwide mastermind, number one, all charts.
From the land of the hopeless, representing for the team that won rings with no coaches. We stay strapped and we cocky, so don't approach us. Price Johnson with a big gold chain and Lewis loafers. Been hiding guns in the sofa since toy soldiers. Thunderdomes up at Hyde Park, didn't nobody know us. We took our phase, our introduction was from the shoulders. We was kids, honestly, we just needed someone to hold us. Grinding hard on them corners, we came boulders. Fascinated by the green, all we wanted was Range Rovers. On the block, politicking with brain blowers. Real niggas that got love in their hearts, but can't show it. We live and die for the fame and the lights glowing. Fox Hills buying Jordans, but still the pain showing. When I die, put me next to the dead poets. Tell them God had a plan for me and I didn't know it. Victory.
That was Nipsey Hussle with Check Me Out and The Weather. Those songs are available on all streaming platforms off of the Crenshaw mixtape. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Physical merchandise, that's what's poppin'. Music publishing, that's what's poppin'. Streaming digital downloads, that's what's popping. Total accumulated streams, that's what's popping. Paid performances, that's what's popping. Digital distribution, that's what's popping. Your network, that's what's popping. Solid promotional plans, that's what's popping. Social media, that's what's popping. Do it yourself. That's what's poppin'. Today's episode is all about math. Artists, I'm gonna try my best to help you get paid. Get to the bag. As artists, we pay for tracks. We pay for studio time. We pay for marketing. And even invest in paid performances at showcases to get on a tour. Whatever it may be. You know, a million streams paying out $3,000, that ain't happening. It's good that you got a million streams, but $3,000, the math ain't mathing. Especially when 3,000 listeners can generate you up to $30,000 in revenue. Do I have y'all attention now? So, the best way to get paid as an indie artist and make money is off your publishing royalties. So you wanna register as a writer and a publisher with ASCAP. And you also wanna register with a publishing authority like Song Trust so you can get paid for sync licensing, mechanical royalties, and performing your works. You want to do that. You want to register with Sound Exchange. So all your music on the net, from satellite radio, any type of internet radio, any type of streams, you could get paid for anything on the web. So that's what Sound Exchange is for. And I already went over being my ASCAP. So you pretty much got all your bases covered if you register with those platforms. Next, distribution. Back in the day, if you only had enough bread to press up 10,000 copies, physical copies, of course you know you couldn't go platinum when you release a project because all you got is 10,000 copies. Whereas in today's climate, you just got to make sure you get with a distributor. An example of a distributor is CD Baby that has digital distribution and physical distribution. TuneCore, they have digital distribution and physical distribution as well. United Masters, DistroKid. As an indie artist, you want to make sure that your music is available everywhere. So all people have to do is download your project. That's it. And then the possibilities are unlimited once you have everything set in place. Okay? So, how do indie artists make money? You make money off your mechanical royalties and streaming royalties. You make money off of actual sales and downloads. So, here's the difference between major artists and indie artists. Major artists usually get paid $23,913 a year, according to Google. And indie artists usually get paid $12,860 off of their music, according to Google. But there's an X factor. It's your hustle. That is the X factor. Okay? You want to do it yourself so you can make sure that you learn through the process or you assemble the proper team to put you in the right position to get this paper. You want to use social media to take advantage of all of the reach that it has. What I mean by reach is everybody being in one place, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whether it's a well-known hip-hop blog like Hip Hop DX, YouTube, etc., etc. Next, you want to make sure you have a solid promotional plan. Whatever that plan is, you want to make sure that you see it through so you can generate and recoup and receive everything that you had coming to you. So a solid promotional plan is needed. Next, don't sleep on your network. Utilize your network. Whether you know somebody that does logos, if you know somebody in graphic design, if you know a podcaster, if you know any press outlets, if you know any engineers, if you know anybody that makes beats, if you know anybody that shoots and edits videos, if you know anybody that's in marketing, if you know anybody that's in promotion, utilize their expertise. If you got to pay them or give them a few dollars or what have you, it'll definitely be worth it because it'll help you in the long run. And like I said before, digital distribution. What's the cost of uploading your stuff to all the platforms one time? And back to what I was saying about that X factor, hustle. Once everything is set in place, you need to execute that solid promotional plan, which is called marketing, so you can get money for your project, off your project. You know, create awareness. You know, this usually leads to paid performances. If people like your song, if people see your video, 9 times out of 10, they're going to want to book you for a live show. And starting out, you can make anywhere from $700 to $1,500 a show. You know, if you're not getting booked, throw your own shows. Throw your own shows. Utilize your network and tell people to come out and see you so you can actually be in front of them. You know. Next, like your total streams. Wherever you're getting a million streams, if you're fortunate enough to have a million streams, you need to use those analytics to get in front of that audience where those people streaming your stuff at. Period. You know, once you able to acquire a show, what you do is, you know, if you don't want to rely on a promoter, you promote that show. You find openers to open up for you. You know, utilize show swapping. You know, you really want to take the promoter's job out of their hands by assisting them to make their job easier. The more work you do, the more successful your show will be. Now, I'm not saying that every show that you promote is going to be a success. You will learn from trial and error, but if you don't at least try to do it, you will never know. So utilize your streams to find out where your audience is so you can get in front of them and have a show. Come to that show with physical merchandise. Come to that show with merch. Also, you could do YouTube ads, Google ads, Facebook ads, you know, with your merch, where they could buy your stuff, via social media without even leaving a crib. And like before you plan to have a show, you can run ads to let people know that you're going to be performing in that town or market. Make sure you have your Eventbrite link on the show and a promotion. The people that's going to be on the show, you could use Eventbrite. You could use Ticketfly. It's a lot of different ticket resources you could use, but definitely utilize your streams. And then free game. If you never perform, do open mics. Sign up for Afton booking or Afton shows. You'll get paid for your shows as a new artist. All you got to do is get people to come out. They have shows at high quality venues. They pay you for your show. And then you gotta tap into that X factor that I'm talking about, which is your hustle to generate dollars. Whether you got a team or management or people on doing promotion for you, you want to make sure that you have a great strategy to make money. All right? I already mentioned digital distribution. You want to have everything set in place for people to get your stuff on all streaming platforms. You know, it don't cost nothing for them to stream your stuff. You know, streams count. You know, your Facebook stories, you play your music in there, it's a stream. If somebody share your stuff, it's a stream. Same thing with Instagram stories. Same thing with TikTok stories. 15 seconds is a stream. Them paid performances, maximize them. Maximize them. Also, digital streaming, digital downloads. You get paid from your distributor for that. It's not a whole lot, but it's something. So the more people you can reach from marketing, promotion, the internet, free game. You want to do Facebook Lives. You want to do Instagram Lives. You want to do TikTok Lives after you get 1,000 people. You want to do lives where you're doing Q&A so people could get to know you. They could feel a vibe about you. You can inform them where to buy your stuff at, whether listen to your stuff. And most of all, you could gain new fans for free. It costs absolutely nothing to do a live on Instagram. It costs absolutely nothing to do a live on Facebook. It costs absolutely nothing to do a live on TikTok. So you do these lives. Well, you might want to have people that, you know, produce tracks for you on your album. You want to talk about that experience getting the track from that person. You want to make the listener part of the experience. You want them to have empathy and see how it felt when you got a beat from Lit. You got a beat from Skagnetti. You got a beat from Chips. You know, you got a beat from Ben Malik. These are some of the producers that I use. A beat from The Seventh Son. A beat from Genius Boys. These are some of the producers that I use. And it's nothing to get the producer to actually come on your live and talk about the experience. You want to make sure that that build-up is there, you know, before the launch. And then also, you just want to keep bases and keep your fans abreast of everything that's going on. Everything that's going on. I mentioned music publishing. That's ownership, y'all. Your fans can eat off of that for years and years and years. Days and days and days and days and days. It's a lot of artists signing over their publishing. Future recently done it for like $87 million. Justin Bieber, he signed over his publishing for $200 million. Notorious Big, RIP, he sold his publishing to Puffy for $200,000. So I would advise any artist to keep their publishing, okay? We know you can make new music and everything like that. If you got a plan to, you know, get the big bag and then start recording again, making new material and new works and rebuilding, you know, the way the climate is set up now, you can take advantage of these opportunities where you're so in tune with your audience that your audience can support you. They like a family member. They like a brother, you know. Certain markets, I hit up my fans directly, and they tell me what venues is popping. They tell me what's going on. You know, it's not like checking in to get beat up. It's not like checking in. It's checking in to see if that establishment is still open. It's checking in to see what's the new venue in the market where you're trying to perform. Okay? You want to get all of that money. Like I said, these venues, they pay a licensing fee for you recording your works, you know? It's okay to do open mics and all of that, but you make sure you get all the money that you got coming to you, even showcases and everything. Like, a lot of people release music on that Piff, and people don't understand why they releasing it for free. They releasing it for free because they got their business in order. They got their publishing. You know, they getting paid for their streaming. They register with SongTrust. They register with Sound Exchange. So at this point, even when they putting their music on SoundCloud, Spotify, and they giving away music for free, they feeding their audience. So they could come back on the back end and get it probably with print merch or clothing or merchandising like that. Another thing, you know, I was in a group chat and people don't understand that people still buy physical merch. And I'm saying this as a podcaster. You know, I support my fellow podcast brethren and sisters by buying their physical merchandise, even with music, artists that I support and like and have a genuine connection with far as feeling their music, I'm going about a download or I'm going about a vinyl if it's available. You don't have to lose your mind to buy copies of vinyl and CDs. If you could get some type of print and press deal with vinyl, I would suggest, you know, as an indie, like me, I'm a true indie. I don't press up no more than 300 vinyl. If I was able to get a print deal or actually pursue that type of situation with somebody like Tuff Kong or something, I'll probably get maybe like 1,100 pieces of vinyl at the most. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it a buck. No more than probably like 5,000 CDs and maybe 100 tapes. Because my thinking is I'm going to be on the road moving around and I'm going to be able to get it off. I've sold 300 pieces before. I've actually sold 10,000 pieces of a project. But like with the digital and the streaming game, everything is wide open. It's good to have both. So people, they be laughing when they say an artist only sold 35,000 copies or something like that. You know, I just want to enlighten you. That's $350,000, people. It's not funny no more now. I hope y'all getting where I'm trying to go with this. Because it's real. You can make money, but being independent, you can't make money being lazy. You know, you could even throw a tour. You could have buy-ins. You could do virtual shows online as well for a little bit of money. There's different ways to get money. You know, you just got to be willing to communicate, network, ask questions, get a manager, pay somebody for a consultation. Hit me up on my website, ridersonline.net. But, you know, you just got to think like, we're in a climate where, you know, the downloads are free. But on the back end, you could go and get in front of every one of those listeners from the analytics and double back, cash in, and recoup. But for the last part, I'm just going to tell y'all the six things that you need to do. So number one, you got to market. You got to market yourself. Number two, you need exposure. So you got to create awareness, whether it's a video, whether it's doing live. Number three, you want organic traffic. You know, it's cool like to have organic traffic. If your stuff out there, that's fine. But you got to market and promote. So number four, you need paid traffic. So what I'm saying is you got to have those interviews. You need those press write-ups. You need interviews on podcasts. You need interviews on blogs so you can create organic growth, which will lead to success in generating revenue. The more streams you have, the more money you make. Me, myself, I don't count solely on streams. The streams is good, but I want to double back and get that show money. For those who don't know, I'm a rap artist, but the majority of the listeners of Riders Live, they know I'm a rap artist. You know, I like to go out and get my money. I like to feed my audience. I'm always thinking of something. So number five, from the paid traffic and the organic growth, which is going to grow your audience, you're going to get those streams to make money and eventually lead you to success. Number six, the last thing, Instagram story ads, Facebook story ads. Well, not necessarily Facebook, but Instagram story ads, TikTok story ads, and YouTube ads, Google ads. You know, you don't have to be rich to run ads. So, you know, you're an indie artist, be realistic. If you have to take maybe like $500 and then allocate your funds properly so you could promote and market over time, that's fine. But just do something. Do something. So, in closing, I know that the math don't be mathing. So what you have to do is those streams, take advantage of those streams and turn those clicks into dollars. Don't depend solely on the distributor. Don't depend solely on streaming. You just put everything together and get that money from multiple revenue streams, shows, merch, physical merch, ticket sales, etc., etc., bookings, mechanical royalties, your publishing, sync licensing. You want to get paid. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Get that money.
Marathon OG.
Marathon continues.
What?
Yeah, I'm a runner.
Hustle.
You niggas see how long I've been running the game, right?
Yeah. I feel brand new like I just started this shit.
You sprinters.
Like it's the beginning.
Your legs getting tired.
Turn off the lights, turn up my mic, roll up some flights, let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. I got that good, still in the hood. I kept my word, yeah, my nigga, I made good. Six figure niggas in them V12s. No 10 niggas, so you see well. My Cuban leg, that's 14K. My presidential, I wear it every day. It symbolizes how I'm enterprising. I came from Lent and Dickie Pockets, so I emphasize it. You check the file and niggas say I kept it silent. But fuck the rumors, money talks and you made less deposits. I dropped some videos, you should go check the comments. They love me all around the world, my nigga, what's your problem? Turn off the lights, turn up my mic, roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. All my liquor from France, my cars from Frankfurt. Told them keep they advance, distribute and market my labels. I own it all, I own it all. Word in them offices is that I want it all. That's right, I don't. And who the fuck is you? To question my request, I pay my fucking dues. Had a couple dreams, now they coming true. I'm at the Porsche lot asking, do they come in coupes? Walking out the club with 100 goons. Magnum bottles to the food and a pungent fume. Model bitch is stunting in them fucking shows. Bring your home girl, cause she coming toast. Fast cars with them leather seats. Drop top, she a fucking freak. Blow me down while we ride on PCH. I'm there busting the grape. Middle fingers in your face. Turn off the lights. Turn up my mic, roll up some flights, let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life.
I'm in Fiston, I just came home. My flow is sick, disinfect the microphone. In 08, we told you we was never gone. Change and we still on this marathon. I'm a heavy hitter like Barry Bonds. Lightweight set back for a heavy arm. Froze. Fresh out, spend the money, killed the movie role.
And it's no money out like a prenup. You need to get your green up. Cause me and my team up. Light up some flights. Lace up my nights. Victory laps. Tonight is the night. This the shit I waited for my whole fucking life. This the shit I waited for my whole fucking life.
Stop. Turn off the lights. Turn up my mic. Roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. Turn off the lights. Turn up my mic. Roll up some flights. Let's all get right. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life. It's that shit you waited for your whole fucking life.
Type music that bang in the jungle. Like that. You know something, you ain't here in the 40s. Feel made for the dub game.
TFC though.
Shout to the bottoms. Crenshaw. Nip Hustle.
Fuck the middleman, proud to pay. High hustle.com, victory lap